And we are at EAA Square on the fly, Jay Munchie, and it's a beautiful afternoon here at AirVenture Oshkosh 2014. And we are at the one-week wonder tent. Now, there's been a lot of promotion of this project, a lot of talk of it. It's been discussed in EAA publications for months leading up to AirVenture. And we're here. It's happening. It's finally, this is the week of wonder. And I'm with Sebastian Heintz, the president of Zenith Aircraft. And Sebastian, we were talking to Charlie and Ron, and I want to back up a little bit and go back to the part of the timeline where Charlie said, you know, I was thinking that Chris, your dad, had done something like this many years ago, in the 70s, right? And Charlie was thinking, you know, that'd be kind of cool to do that. And then he contacted you, and what happened?
Well, I remember very well last year that, you know, we've been coming to Oshkosh AirVenture for many, many years. I think probably my 30th year personally, and I know my dad has been coming to Oshkosh even before then. But you know, every time we come out here, we say, what would we love to do for next year? And it's always already thinking the next year phase. And, you know, this whole construction of a one-week wonder airplane came up again. As you know, wouldn't it be great to build one of our new airplanes out here? And internally discussing this with my brothers, my staffers, and so forth. Because, you know, one of the things, and I'll talk a little bit more about it, but one of the things that's really changed over the years is the level of completion on these kits and the level of simplicity of construction. So having the opportunity to really showcase the differences from what 38 years ago when my dad first built an airplane in 8 days and what we can do today, and really the best way to do that is by actually building an airplane. You know, talk is cheap nowadays anymore. So,
right.
You know, we're kind of jaded. We want to see, show me. You know, we're from Missouri, the show me state. So it's something that, you know, we're kind of jaded that way. We want the proof in the pudding. We want to see an airplane being built. And what better way than actually doing it in 7 days in front of people, with people, first-time builders?
Well, yeah, exactly. And when it comes to marketing, I mean, what better way to market an airplane project? You've got, you know, there's quite a bit of competition in this particular arena of home building, this size of aircraft, this type of aircraft. And so this is kind of a genius maneuver.
Absolutely. For us, it's, again, we're a kit company, we're a kit manufacturer. Our product is not a finished flying airplane. Our product is a box full of parts. So this really gives us the opportunity to take our product and take it to the next step, which is putting it together, getting it inspected, taking it for its first flight, and then really starting to enjoy the product. So again, this is, like you say, it's a wonderful marketing opportunity for us. It's also, I think, a wonderful opportunity for folks coming out to AirVenture and seeing what a kit airplane really is about. Because, you know, when you come out here and you talk to all the various manufacturers, and each one is wonderful companies, wonderful products, but at the same time, you're not really buying their product when you come out here. You're seeing the finished airplane, you're seeing the fruit, if you will, of all their labor and so forth. But this is an opportunity to really show the kits and, again, what the product is. I've always said over the years that, you know, buying a kit is a very difficult decision, because you're buying a product, you know, which is ultimately the finished flying airplane, but you're not getting that product. You're getting a box of parts, and what you're getting is a project that'll take X amount of years, X amount of hours, number of tools, and so forth. So again, this is really an opportunity to show how long it will take, types of skills, types of tools. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and I'm very, very grateful to Charlie for actually sharing that vision and saying, hey, EA actually also wants to do this. So I'm very happy about that.
And here it is. So yeah, someone walks in the gate at AirVenture this week, comes down to the one-week wonder tent, signs up for a little action here. They're actually going to do something in your booth with this aircraft project that they will always remember.
I hope so, because absolutely not many folks get a chance to actually build part of an airplane, and we're giving them this opportunity here. And obviously it's a small part of the airplane that they're going to be building, you know, pulling one rivet. But again, it takes a lot of rivets to hold an airplane together. So it's a good example of the types of work and the types of skills, and they will be part of it. So we're very excited about that.
So behind the scenes, once you decided to do this, now you've got to get the engine people on board. You've got to get, there's all kinds of resources that you have to pull together. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the real work is already behind us. At least that's from the way I see it. You know, building the airplane in a week, obviously that's a lot of the drilling and the riveting, and it all comes together. But the planning has been going on for this past year. We've been really enthused working with all the other suppliers. When we announced that we were doing this with Charlie Lee, basically at Oshkosh, I think it was on the last day at Oshkosh last year, we announced it. Right away, we had Rotax on board. They say, hey, we will give you an engine. We want to be part of this. We had Dynon Avionics said, hey, we'll give you avionics, our new flat panel screens and so forth. We had Aircraft Spruce and Specialty saying, hey, we want to be a part of this. We'll supply you tools. We'll supply you supplies, anything you guys need. And on, we had the wheel supplier, headsets, interiors, wheels and brakes and so forth. And we could really see that, you know, building an airplane is more than just like one kit company. It's everything else. And quite frankly, when I see a customer, when they spend money on buying a kit, you know, the airframe kit, that's only, I don't want to say tip of the iceberg, but that's only a third of the pie, so
sure.
to speak. Typically, you're going to have a third of the cost of an airplane is going to be on the airframe, a third will be on the engine, and a third will be on everything else, primarily avionics. And so, again, Zenith, we're just part of that pie, of that third. You know, we're not even the majority of that pie. So it was really nice to see everybody else get on board and really want to participate and actively be involved with the construction of this airplane. And so, again, we contacted all the various suppliers, and together with working really hand-in-hand with Charlie, really to do all the planning that goes into making this work, figuring out how much space do we need. We had no idea. Do we need a big tent, a little tent? You know, little details like that. A year ago, we didn't know what we would be doing, and so really worked well over the following year in pulling all that together.
But this is really representative. So, I mean, obviously, if you buy an airplane kit, your engine is going to come in a crate like that.
Absolutely,
it's
yeah.
going to be built already, so it doesn't make any sense to build an engine.
Right.
So it really is quite representative of what someone is actually going to go through if they decide that they want to build an airplane.
And we went out of our way to make sure that we kept that authenticity. Like the box we opened on Monday morning with Jack Pelton, like, I mean, it was a standard kit box, and you could see in it we were not pulling out, you know, fabricated parts. We were pulling out standard kit parts, and we went out of our way to do that because, again, we love this opportunity. We didn't want to mess it up, so we wanted to make sure that we did as authentic of an experience as possible. Same thing with the tools, the workbenches, and like you mentioned, the engines, the avionics, and so forth.
You took it even one step farther. You didn't even bring your quick build kit, is what Charlie told me.
That is correct.
This is like the raw kit.
Right. Now, again, we for many years we've kind of liked to say, as Zenith, that our standard kit is a quick build kit.
Okay.
But definitely the 51% rule allows us to have advanced quick builds, where basically we do some of the basic assembly work at our factory. And here, you're right, we didn't do that. We took our standard kit. Nothing else. It was easier to ship. It was a little bit more compact, not quite as bulky as an assembled airplane.
So now that we're a couple days in and things are progressing, things are rolling right along, things are falling into place, what are you seeing as the challenges now?
Well, it's, you know, the getting started is always probably one of the most difficult parts of any project. And, you know, when you look back on your life, you know, anytime you do something new, that getting started part is probably the biggest part. So we've kind of passed that bump yesterday morning, and it was a little bit rough the first hour or two, just everybody finding out where they should be, what they should be working on, and so forth. But luckily that was a very, very short period of time, but we were all thrilled last night when we saw how much was accomplished. Now we're in day two. It's kind of routine already. We're just going back to we know where we need to be, what we need to do, and so forth. But the real challenge, though, is on a kit airplane, you know, there's an old saying, 90% done, 90% to go. And obviously, if you do the math, that doesn't quite work. But it's indicative of, you know, once you have the airplane done and it looks like an airplane, there's still a whole lot more to do. And now we're putting together all the different parts and pieces. The wings are coming together. The fuselage is coming together. The tail sections were completed earlier today. Now, again, it's putting all those pieces together and making sure that they all work well together. And that's the control systems, the avionics, the wiring, and so forth. So I think the real challenge is going to be that the last two or three days, making it all work together. And one of the things we've been fortunate in having is just a bunch of volunteers. We've got, you look in here, we've got, you know, 30, 40 people working in here. And that's just wonderful to have. But unfortunately, when it comes to getting near to completing the airplane, you don't need 30 or 40 hands anymore. You know, when you're running wires, testing this and testing that, you know, it becomes more of a specialist experience.
Well, and you've got builders that are tapped for that project at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
To help that come together.
Absolutely. It's just that it won't be quite as interesting in the sense that we won't have 30 or 40 of us working on it at that point. We're going to be down to a core group of five or six individuals doing all the critical systems.
Mm-hmm. Well, and from a safety standpoint, I mean, you would want something similar building your own airplane. You want to get some experts together to help you, the programs that Charlie and I were talking about with the EA for that.
Exactly. And, of course, this is such a wonderful place to be able to do this because we have access to some of the brightest minds in the industry right here. We can find any tool, any piece of equipment that we need. So, absolutely, we're going to do this all and then do it the proper way and then the good way, you know, doing the weight and balance, fuel flow tests, and so forth.
Are you going to actually weigh the airplane right in here, right in the tent, right in front of everybody?
Absolutely.
That's great.
And, again, we've involved as many sponsors and suppliers as possible. We have, I think, Scales for Planes is where you're going to be using their scales and so forth. So, again, right here at AirVenture, we have a lot of suppliers.
Yeah, we touched on volunteers, and volunteers is what's making this happen this week. We're going to come back from a break here in just a minute, and we're going to talk to some of those volunteers. Some of them are even kids, young people, that are maybe working on something for the first time in their lives. Not just an airplane, but this may be the only mechanical thing they've ever done.
Absolutely, and it's just such a pleasure for us to see these first-time builders, if you will, and kids work on the airplane. And you know, we really have a kit that's developed that doesn't require too many special skills or too many special tools. So we can take nearly any kid off the street and say, hey, here's a riveter, here's a drill. And, of course, you know, we want to practice good safety procedures and so forth. But in 5 or 10 minutes, those kids are actually productive participants in building this airplane. And it's so much fun to see that. And you see the excitement in the kids and their eyes light up. And they want to build more. So
that's
it's
awesome.
So much fun to see.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for doing this, Sebastian.
Oh, well, thank
it's
you.
It's a benefit to the whole community.
Thank you, especially to EA. Thank you to Charlie to allow us to do this, because for us this is, a dream come true. My dad did this 38 years ago, and this is an opportunity for us to show the new kits on the market and to show that we can still do it. So thank you.
That's awesome. All right. Jay Machi, we are on the fly down here at EAA Square. We've been talking to Sebastian Heinz, the president of Zenith Aircraft, and deep into the 1 Week Wonder Project, actually 2 days deep into the 1 Week Wonder Project. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk to some of those volunteers in just a few minutes. You're listening to EAA Radio.